91X now presents In Touch with Quinty, conversation and information about issues that matter to our community.
Good morning and welcome to In Touch with Quinty. I'm Alex Mahar, and today we are going to take a closer look at one of the best hockey rivalries in this area.
The Wellington Dukes and Trenton Golden Hawks both got off to flying starts in this OJHL campaign, and despite Wellington winning a physical first meeting between the Quinty region rivals, they entered the weekend tied for top spot in the division. Tonight, two coaches new to the rivalry will try to rally their troops for what's sure to be another feisty matchup as the Battle of Quinty shifts back to the Dukedome. 2 seconds left for Panetta. He'll miss the empty net as well, but it will not matter. Matt Dunsmore makes 32 saves, and the Wellington Dukes continue their unbeaten streak against the Trenton Golden Hawks.
Kim back to the blue line. Robinson's low shot tipped right on. They score. It's Sullivan Sparks. And just like that, the Golden Hawks capitalize on the man advantage and tie this thing up at one. The Dukes are going to fall on home ice for just the second time in regulation this season. And that'll do it here in Wellington. The Trenton Golden Hawks skate away with a 4-1 victory. And the Wellington Dukes will have to regroup.
Two nationally ranked teams, two staples of the Ontario Junior Hockey League, and a decade-long rivalry between the Trenton Golden Hawks and Wellington Dukes has fans in the Quinty region torn heading down the stretch of the OJHL season. The Golden Hawks are ranked 12th amongst Junior A hockey teams nationally, while the Dukes are ranked 17th. Trenton is currently leading the East Division with a 33-10-1-2 record, while the Dukes are just 5 points back with a 39-2-0 record with 5 games in hand. It sets up a race in the division like we haven't seen in some time between these two rivals. Over the past few seasons, the two clubs have split dominance. It was the Hawks in 2016 and 2017 winning a Buckland Cup title, back-to-back Dudley Hewitt championships, and making back-to-back RBC Cup appearances nationally. The tables turned in 2018, with the Dukes winning the Buckland Cup and Dudley Hewitt en route to an RBC Cup appearance, then again last season heading all the way to the Buckland Cup final. This season, the two teams have peaked at the same time, making it all the more interesting for fans in the Battle of Quinty. Trenton was finally able to beat the Dukes last Friday night in the county 4-1, picking up their first win in the Battle of Quinty this season. Now looking at the playoff picture, only one of these two teams can make it to the second round with the new OJHL playoff format, which will make things very interesting down the stretch and heading into the playoffs. I had the chance to sit down with Golden Hawks assistant general manager Alex Skinny this week to discuss the rivalry, a potential playoff series, and what it all means to the Quinty region.
I think it's a really important rivalry. I think because we share such a close proximity, both fan bases make the trip, which kind of breeds a playoff-like atmosphere in every game between the two clubs. And between the two of us, we've got a number of Dudley Hewitt and Buckland Cups over the past 5 years. So it's not only a real regional rivalry, but it's a very competitive rivalry. And I think that really, like I say, brings a playoff atmosphere to every game, and it brings the best out of the players. And it's great to see junior hockey thriving.
And speaking of that recent success, you know, the Golden Hawks with the 2016-2017 RBC Cup appearances, and then you have the Wellington Dukes with the Buckland Cup, Dudley Hewitt and RBC Cup. We haven't really seen you two face off or really peak at the same time in the last 5 years. This year, you're well ahead in the standings. Both you sit 1-2. What would it mean to the region to see a playoff series with two teams so tightly contested 30 minutes away?
I think it would be a phenomenal junior hockey environment. I think it's what we all dream junior hockey is. I think it would be great for both teams from a business ops perspective, from a fan base perspective, just the opportunity to enjoy the ambiance. But honestly, I think it's probably just the same as it is any other regular season game. The fan bases take such pride in the regular season series as well as any potential playoff matchups that we've seen had at least a taste of what it could be this spring.
And the trade deadline's come and gone. It seemed like every time you guys made a move, Wellington would make a move, or Wellington would make a move, you guys would make a move. It seems like you're loading up, trying to prepare for a potential playoff series. Do you want to talk maybe about maybe the pressure on coaching, management, players when it comes to a potential playoff series?
Well, when you share a division with an organization like the Dukes, it makes it, it's incredibly challenging. Like, I think the two top teams in the Southeast Conference are in the East Division, meaning that one of us is going to take an early exit in the second round. It does create some pressure. It does create a sort of arms race-like feel. But we're cognizant of keeping our eyes in our own boat, you know, making sure our team is the best team that our team can be. And we're confident that if we, you know, properly manage our club and bring in the best players we can, that we'll leave it up to our coaching staff and our management staff to make sure we can succeed in the playoffs.
And how important was your most recent win over Wellington? Because we mentioned your guys' success was a couple years ago. There's a little more recent. And they've kind of had your number a little bit in the last couple of years. How important was it to go into Wellington on Friday night, grab a pretty decisive victory?
It's good. It's good to get a win like that on the books before, you know, you go into playoffs. We've got one more game against them on February 21st in Trenton. But it's nice to go in there and see it happen, to see what we hope the playoffs in a potential matchup would look like, where we can dominate the shot counter, we can establish an early lead, we can defend a lead late. It's good to get these things under your feet and to do them once or twice or three times or more, as many times as you can in the regular season, to give our team confidence going into a potential playoff series, but also, you know, maybe shake their confidence just a bit.
And how important would home ice advantage be in a playoff series like that? You know, going down the stretch with such a wide lead as the top two, it kind of becomes a race now for who might get home ice advantage in that series if it were to play out like that. Is that something you guys think about, and what's the importance of it?
Well, sharing the title of business manager as well as assistant GM, like, home ice is important to me because it's for gate revenues potentially in a series. But from a hockey perspective, we're really happy with the depth our club has. I think that's unmatched. So in terms of a line matching scenario, I think we're really well positioned to play on the road. That said, I mean, you always like to have the last change, set the matchups, have the majority of your fans there cheering you on. You know, home ice is important to us. Being the best team in the East is important to us, and, you know, winning is our ultimate goal.
And speaking of winning, how important is it to really go on a run this year? Like, what's your expectation of your club heading into this time of year?
Well, the expectation of every club in Trenton, I mean, under our ownership, is to be competitive and with the aspirations of winning a Buckland, a Dudley, and then this year a Centennial Cup. So, we're going to take everything one step at a time. We're going to make the playoffs. That's our goal right now. And then our goal is to win round one. And you know, we're not going to look past any opponents. We're not going to look at a potential second round series with the Dukes and forget about who we might play in the first round. We're just going to take things incrementally, you know, one foot in front of the other. And, you know, we trust in our team and our management staff and our coaching staff that, you know, if we don't overlook our opponents and if we invest the right amount of time and energy and resources into this hockey club, we'll be successful.
Thanks for your time, Alex, and good luck the rest of the way.
No problem. I appreciate it, Alex.
And again, that was Assistant General Manager of the Trenton Golden Hawks, Alex Guinney. So I thank him for taking some time out of his day to speak to me about the rivalry. It's nice to get the perspective of somebody within the organization of the Trenton Golden Hawks who will talk about the rivalry, maybe what it's like to match up with an organization so close in proximity with you, being just half an hour down the way, two of the top attendance teams in the entire Ontario Junior Hockey League. So it was nice to get that perspective. So thanks to Alex Guinney again for that interview. Now we're going to throw it over to a longtime OJHL volunteer broadcaster. He's been in the league for 15 years, whether that be looking in from the outside or being a part of it. Alan Amansky joins me from the Kingston area via phone call. Alan tees up what the atmosphere has been like this season.
It was awesome to see. It was very playoff-like. There was good support from both sides, each of the games I was at, and both fans vocal, they're loud. It really makes for an enjoyable atmosphere, because all too often you hear about teams in the Toronto area not getting supports, and then you come to this rivalry and you see it packed for both teams.
Yeah, and how important do you think this rivalry is for the entire landscape of the league? You know, these are two teams on the outskirts of the entire OJHL, the two most eastern teams. What does it mean for the league to have this battle of Quinty that really unites an entire region of the outskirts of the league?
I think they're both anchor franchises for the OJHL. They're both the two most eastern teams, and so when you get that off, and you wonder how they're going to fit in with the whole landscape of the majority of the league being in Toronto, but Wellington and Trenton, they both draw extremely well, and they're, for the most part, have been competitive over the last little while.
Yeah, and I mean, what do you see the competitiveness between these two teams, whether it come from management to on-ice product? Do you really see the competitiveness in the way that these two teams match up?
Absolutely, you do, and it's good to see, because there was a point where Trenton was good and then Wellington struggled a little bit, and Wellington was good and Trenton struggled a little bit, but they both seem to be peaking at the right time, which makes it enjoyable, and you see it right from like the players on the ice to the staff to even the fans. There's a heated rivalry, and each time the two teams lock up, each of their respective sides wants to come away as the winner.
Yeah, and you mentioned both these teams, they seem to be peaking at the same time right now for the first time in a while, and you look at the standings, and Trenton's got a 5-point lead, but Wellington has 5 games in hand to try to make that up. If these two teams do potentially meet in a playoff series, they'd have to meet in the second round because they have to come through the East Division. Who do you see coming out on top of that potential series?
It's hard to say who would come out on top right now, because between right now and the end of the season, a lot could happen. I definitely think it's going 7 games, and in terms of what you would get, you'd have to look back to the old Trenton Sting franchise when them and Wellington had the rivalry, and it was one of the best ones in hockey, and it was so heated and so intense that it carried over off the ice as well, but it also had the rinks packed, and I can remember showing up to games, and there were fans lined out of both arenas, and this was before Trenton had all the renovations, but you'd have to show up at 5 o'clock to get a ticket for a 7:30 game. That's how long these lineups were, and if you wanted a good seat to be able to see anything. And it was some of the best hockey ever, because both teams just laid it all on the line. And it's been a while since you've really had a series like that in the OJHL. There's been some heated ones, but not to that extent. And I think if Trenton and Wellington were both to lock up this year in the East, and by the looks of it, it would have to be for that East Division crown. I think you're going to see something very similar to what you had in the early 2000s with the Wellington-Trenton matchup.
Yeah, it would be an absolute battle of a playoff series if it were to get there. Something the OJHL would definitely love to see, just based off getting fans to those games and things like that. But let's talk a little bit about how they got there. It seems like every time the Trenton Golden Hawks made a move this season, the Wellington Dukes would follow it up with a move of their own, or vice versa, to try to compete with one another. Did you see that throughout the year?
I definitely think that's the case. It's very much a keeping up with the Joneses, that with how close the teams are to one another and how connected everybody in the hockey world is, I don't doubt for one second that maybe one team was thinking of making a move and another team got whiff of it, and then they started their own transaction to keep up. Because you got to keep in mind that January 10th deadline, it's gone. So now the teams are with what they have. And so you're going to ride this out, and you want to give your team the best shot. So you have both teams had up until that January 10th deadline to address any weaknesses they felt in their team. Both teams made their moves, and I think right now you're seeing the results, and that is both teams right at the top of their game.
Thanks, Alan. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me here today.
Hey, anytime, and it's been a pleasure.
Thanks again to Alan Amansky for taking the time to discuss the rivalry between these two Quinte Region teams. It's always nice to get some perspective from a guy who's been on the outside looking in, as well as being involved in the rivalry for over 15 years. The Golden Hawks and Dukes are not finished yet this season. They will play each other once more in the Battle of Quinte on Friday, February 21st in Trenton, before a potential second-round playoff matchup for the two clubs. Home ice advantage could be on the line in that final meeting, which could be huge come playoff time. If the two teams meet in the second round, it would be for the first time since 2016, when the Hawks knocked off the Dukes 4-1 in the second round. The Hawks swept the Dukes in the first round of 2015 as well. A potential series this season would bring back more memories of the old Trenton Sting versus Wellington Dukes rivalry in the early to mid-2000s, considering how evenly matched these two are this season. Again, the final meeting between these two is Friday, February 21st at the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Community Gardens in Trenton at 7:30. I'm Alex Mahar, and thanks for tuning in. In Touch with Quinte returns again next Friday.
This has been In Touch with Quinte, heard weekly at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.